Dakota salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of COTA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use COTA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on COTA. Plan your ride and learn more at COTA.com/trip planner.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Selena Gomez has a fabulous new ring and a fiancé to go with.
And does Kim Kardashian have a regular degular boyfriend?
And later, Nivea will be here to dish about her show, Eat, Slay, Love. But first, joining the party today is friend to the room, YouTuber, actor, and urban pop culture critic, Funky Dineva.
I can use a little Christmas check, so I am so glad to be here.
We got a lot to get to, so
let's get this started.
All right, y'all. So the anticipation for Beyoncé's Christmas halftime show keeps building, and the NFL is giving her 20 minutes instead of the usual 12 to 15 minutes. Plus, Queen B dropped a new promo. Check it out.
Oh, Netflix.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
Hopefully it ain't buffering like
I was
just going
to say, but I hope it don't fall apart like the fight did.
Yeah, man. On top of that, we're getting not one but two divas for the December 25th game. You got the queen of Christmas herself, Mariah Carey. She's going to be kicking off the game with the pre-tape performance.
Yo, Netflix is going hard to get those football numbers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But why did they put Mariah and Beyoncé? I guess Beyoncé couldn't carry it herself and they just had to add Mariah.
No, they just want to get everybody. They want to get all the people in one place.
They determined to spend all of the money.
I'm just glad that Mariah's doing the pre-tape because we already know she ain't the best when they come to singing live in the cold. I'm just, y'all seen them clips.
I just went to a concert.
It was cold that day.
It was she was doing.
She was cute. She's Miss Mariah Carey. She's grand. And she should just stand there while all the other girls booty shaking stuff. She don't have to do all that.
She's never been the booty shaking girl, though.
So y'all gonna watch the performance on Christmas? I'm sure y'all will.
No,
Lutana.
Yeah, probably not.
I'm probably gonna be drunk off of eggnog.
Oh. All right. Well, congratulations are in order for Selena Gomez and Benny Blanco. After about a year of dating, Selena dropped these pics on IG and said, "Forever begins now." Tons of celebs posted their well wishes, but T-Swift took it one step further, saying that she would be the flower girl.
Oh, wow.
You want Taylor Swift at your wedding?
Absolutely not.
No, why not?
She caused confusion everywhere she go. And she don't mean to do it on purpose, but her celebrity is just too big, and you not finna upstage me on my wedding, coming through like Vesta, singing congratulations. No, ma'am.
Okay. But if you're that insecure, though, I mean, you know, she can't help
it. It ain't about being insecure. This is my day. You stay home. You go watch it on Netflix, okay?
Wow.
You know, but she was a possible, not deciding factor, but a good luck charm in the fact that the Chiefs won a Super Bowl last year. So maybe she's bad in her relationships, and good luck to everybody else's situation.
She should go be Mariah Carey flower girl on the Christmas special, because that's more her lane, and stay out that lady wedding.
I don't like her ring, though. That ring don't look that big.
Oh, here you go.
Oh, it looks pretty big.
I hate to see small.
All right, y'all. So there have been rumblings of trouble in Remy Ma and Papoose's marriage, with the streets saying that Remy cheated on Pap with a battle rapper. Well, now it's gotten real messy. Remy shared alleged text messages revealing an affair between Pap and boxer Clarissa Shields. Then Pap called Remy a serial cheater, narcissist, and accused her of playing the victim and said he asked her for a divorce many times. So now Clarissa is pissed off, and she's invited Remy to come get her ass whooped on February 2nd at her next fight. Now, that's what I want to see on Netflix.
That's going to be a good fight.
Then Remy clapped back saying Pap has multiple girlfriends, so Clarissa has other fish to fry.
Oh, fit.
Man, Rem tried to get everybody beat up, ain't she?
Wait, hold on. How many times do you have to ask for a divorce? Can't you just give a divorce? Like, you don't need their permission for a divorce.
Well, listen, you got one time to ask me, baby, and I'm out. Okay,
right.
you got one time. You ain't gonna have to beg me. But you know what? I don't like these guys. Like, Rem and Pap, for the longest while, they were like royalty up in hip-hop when it came to their marriage. Pap held her down when she was in prison all those years.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? If he was going to cheat, that was the time to cheat.
Exactly.
And then now all this comes out. I just don't like it. I wish they would have kept it contained, quiet, with class, style, and grace.
She didn't hear nothing about him with no other woman.
It didn't.
That man stayed at home and kept his hands closed and didn't do nothing, honey. And now she got out the pen, and now she wanted something new.
But if y'all know otherwise, call us at Dish Nation to give us the tea so we can talk about it.
Operators are standing by.
Right.
Yeah, po' papoose.
All right, now, by now, you've all heard about Luigi Mangione, who's accused of killing United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson. Now, he was apprehended at a Pennsylvania McDonald's after an employee tipped off authorities, and of course, the employee is anxious to collect their reward money. $50,000 from the FBI and $10,000 from the New York City Police Department. But not so fast. Seems that the employee can't self-nominate for the $50K, so they would have to be nominated by the FBI or the Department of Defense. That's cheap. And as for the 10K, the tipster would have had to call NYPD's Crime Stoppers hotline and receive a specific reference number. New York is scamming it on every level, aren't we?
Like, you know what's so funny? This is the same type of scam that the insurance companies play. I just find it funny. It is.
Yep.
Yo, I don't know if y'all got a chance to see this guy's perp walk, but like when Luigi was getting taken into the cop car, some idiot was like, yo, it's a me, Mario.
Oh, no.
I didn't see that.
Dude, I almost want to know, like, what is the NYC hotline? I will call in for this, for whoever turned him in. It's
like, I think it's jacked up, though.
Yeah.
This is one of the biggest stories in the news right now, and to have the money caught up in the technicality, I think it's some
talking about a McDonald's employee here.
Yeah.
These people are getting paid by the hour.
And you know she got fired.
What?
Why?
The people say they're calling up, they're making too many disturbances to the McDonald's child. And they say
they review bombed the McDonald's, and then allegedly Burger King came out with a post. They were like, we don't snitch. And I'm like, come on,
come on.
Yeah.
Like that person could have got McMurdered by turning that person in.
Yeah,
you know,
truly.
It was a risk.
Yeah.
Pay the person, at least give them the 10K. Come on, New York, you got it.
Yeah.
That's an hour of tolls in one lane.
Yeah,
pro thing.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba, pay him off.
All right now, honey. Y'all know, baby, Miss Kim Kardashian has dated many, many, many men in her
how
life.
How many?
Right? Yeah, honey, many Africans. Well, honey, she's reportedly seeing someone new. But here's the crazy part. The streets are saying, honey, he's a normal, regular guy. And, honey, we're going to say, what you think about that? I don't believe it.
She better NDA him to the ground.
Exactly.
But NDA him to the ground.
What is normal regular for Kim, though? Like, in comparison to the superstars that she's been with?
A black man is probably working for the sanitation department.
An insurance agent.
A Delta Airlines call service center person that works remotely from home.
Oh, okay.
But they say those are the best men, though.
But look, if you're dating Kim and you are like a 9-to-5 person, like, do you expect to continue working, or do you just like put your man on your payroll so he can be around you?
Like her mom and her man, put him on the payroll.
That man with them hips.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, they're saying he's a real estate investor. If this is LA, real estate investors
normal.
In LA.
He ain't normal.
Yeah.
But I'm happy for her, though. I mean, she don't leased it out to every celebrity in Hollywood. It's about time to give the regular guys a chance.
You know what? Eventually, if all these other relationships aren't working out, you got to take a look at the common denominator. That's yourself. And you think, maybe I need to change things up.
Yeah,
and
a person with less opportunities than the people that she normally dates. Because sometimes you only as loyal as your opportunities are. You know what I mean?
And the last celebrity she dated, she ended up with kids from a crazy person. So maybe she's trying to circumvent all of that. Kanye is enough to make anybody want to date down.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
Yeah. All right, up next, Nicole Richie is snitching on herself 2 decades later. Find out what she's dishing about after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
All right, y'all. Nicole Richie and Joel Madden have been together almost 20 years, but it turns out their relationship is based on a lie. Well, sort of. So Nicole broke it down on the Call Her Daddy podcast. Check it out.
Was like, do you want to come? He was like, do you want to come over and like watch TV? And I was like, yeah, I do. And he goes, do you watch The Wire? Never seen The Wire in my life. I go, The Wire is my favorite show. For a very long time, pretended like I watched and loved The Wire.
Ladies, do you see how simple this is? She's been married. They've been together 20 years.
Yeah.
This is so simple.
All you gotta do is just lie?
All you gotta do, hey, do you wanna check out this thing I'm into? Oh, yes, I would love to check out this thing you're into. It's so cool. And then look, you're in a relationship. How about that? How about that?
But why are we giving her so much credit, bro? Because we do this every day.
That's what we do.
We don't wanna watch no rom-com. We don't wanna go to a musical.
Well, I be trying to Netflix and chill, so I'm just saying, I ain't trying to watch The Wire or none of that.
And I don't do neither one. But Tana, have you ever lied to get a date and then left?
No. Oh. No. I don't have any of that.
You know?
Mm-mm.
So they just don't stay.
They just don't stay.
Oh.
They just don't stay, Gary.
Mm.
Have you ever lied and said you were into something that you wasn't?
Yeah.
How's that working?
Like
for
what?
You?
I'm scared to ask.
Thank you.
Like what, Gary?
I always say I hate big lies.
Yeah.
And big egos.
All right, guys. So Kathy and Rick.
I feel like that was the lie.
Let's back it up. All right, guys. So Kathy and Rick Hilton have been married for 45 years, and they use sexy pictures to keep things spicy. On The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, Kathy revealed how she keeps the photos from getting stolen. Check it out.
Do you send nude pictures of yourself to Rick when you're away?
Hell yeah. Woo! I mean, not Rick.
No, I don't do that. We have a couple in the safe.
In the bank.
Who puts their nude photos in a vault at the bank?
I mean, that's Kathy Hilton in her glory.
And I'm just picturing Kathy like naked with like fuzzy socks and a hat on.
Ew.
Polaroid that. Huh?
Yeah. Okay.
I guess. Listen, is this the AARP way of hiding nude pics?
It's got to be. Also, like, if he's, like, interested and he, like, wants to remind him about that old thing, you know, like, he's feeling it. He's like, maybe I want to take a peek. He's got to go down there and he's like, box 34, please. And then they got to let him in and give him his private time in the vault at the bank.
Yeah, that's wild.
Creepy.
Go to box 34 to see some box when it was 27.
Mm-hmm. You know, I found some pictures of my parents before. People did do that back in the day.
Yeah. Polaroids were dangerous times, yo. Like, you, man, you be rummaging in the wrong closet, man.
It was a shoebox. It was a shoebox.
Yeah, in the vault.
I think we used to start trauma support.
We ain't had no vault money.
Yeah. Whatever happened to just burying things behind your house?
Yeah, right.
Well, up next, singer Nidia Honey is here to dish about her show, Eat, Slay, Love. So come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
Peacock's new hit show, Eat, Slay, Love, has the people talking. And you went for a treat because we have R&B royalty and one of the stars of the show, Nidia in the building. Welcome back, queen. Hey.
Thank you. Thank you guys for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, so Nidia, so for anyone who hasn't seen the show, what is Eat, Slay, Love all about?
Eat, Slay, Love is literally pretty much what it's saying, but it's a girl's trip, ultimately. And we went on a really odd, or a non-traditional girl's trip, I would say, to Vietnam with a friend of mine who's a comedian named London Hughes. And I was introducing her to my other girlfriends, Tammy Rivera and Eva Marcel. And we went across the world, and we ate, we slayed, and we found love.
Did you meet your Vietnamese guy?
I did not.
Oh.
You know, it's weird, because we know about all three of you guys, and this really looks like it's going to be a lot of fun. So help them out there get to know the cast better. Who eats the most, who slays the most, and who loves the most?
Well, I think all three would be me, but I definitely eat the most. Tammy and we all was slaying, but Tammy and Eva be slaying. And love was all of us. And you would see that if you watch the show, it comes out in different ways because we have a lot in common, and that's why I wanted to, you know, do this girl's trip. Also because I don't really do this. This is like my second girl's trip ever.
You know, a lot of times when you put a bunch of girls in one space, it can be very catty, it can be drama. So when going on a girl's trip, what is the one rule you and your girls should always obey?
I think to be honest, like don't allow things to build up. If something's bothering you or you're not sure about something, like, clear it up right away. Don't let it fester.
Mm-hmm. That's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
So, Nynaeva, there's a little misunderstanding, honey, on the show between two of the ladies. Now, did everyone remain friends after the trip?
Well, I don't want to give too much away. You said after the trip? Well, you know. you have to check Instagram for that. But, yeah, I mean, it's just, it's really a real reality show. Like, cameras was there, but they was like, all right, y'all figure it out. We just gonna be over here on the side. And what happens was real and natural and authentic.
I wish men could go on trips like
right.
that.
Right, why do you want to be? Hey, it might be a men's trip.
Yeah,
you know?
Y'all out there, Lord.
Guys trip.
I'll be part of it, then let me put some other heteros to come on the trip.
The guys trip might be even wilder than ours, though. Who knows?
Depending what country you're going to.
That part.
Vietnam? I don't know. I don't think everybody would have made it back.
Vietnam was such a surprise.
Gary tried to take us to Bangkok. You know what I'm saying?
Like, oh, that's nice.
Yeah, I love Bangkok.
We were hitting on maybe we could do a part
and
two
I
in
find
Africa.
It, y'all both call out cities where the lady boys is.
Well, that's where they went. I'm just saying, that's where they went. Let's be real, there's lady boys in all the cities.
I'm about to say, there's lady boys all over the world, baby.
What's the craziest thing y'all did on this road trip? And I know a lot of times, you know, little scissors go to the tape and a lot of things end up on a cutting room floor. What's some stuff that also didn't make it?
Well, actually, we did some really cool stuff, like visiting the Buddhist temple, the pagoda. It was the largest in Vietnam, and I got to plant rice in a rice field with Eva. That was crazy to me. Mm-hmm. But something y'all not gonna see is that we actually went in canoes, and we were like going through the caves where they shot Godzilla.
Well, Nivea, what can we expect next from you?
Well, from me, I got some music coming. Oh, okay. I have some new music coming. I cannot freaking wait. It's been 2 years in the making, child, but it is on the way. So y'all stay tuned. And I'm doing a tour next year, the Millennium Tour. So y'all look for that. Show up wherever you can.
It's good to see you back out there.
Thank you.
Up next, Nivea, you gotta stick around because we need your female perspective on some controversial dating advice from Dr. Cheyenne Bryant. We got all that after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
All right, Nivea's in the building dishing about her new show, Eat Slay Love. And while we have you here, we want to get your opinion on a dating situation.
Oh.
Okay, Dr. Cheyenne Bryant was asked, what is an important first date question women should always ask? And she said this.
I always ask, how do you feel about your woman having your password to your phone or to your laptop and having full access? Ooh. That's the first thing I want to know.
Yeah.
Because again, being loved like this means we're orbiting.
Mm.
It means I have access.
This girl.
And I'm not allowing you to access my body.
Yes.
If I can't access your.
Ooh.
Okay, so Nivea, this is a first date question. Is this a first date question you have asked? Or are you gonna ask this in the future? Or is this crazy?
Well, I honestly think that's a bit much because sometimes everything is too much all at once. And I don't even know if I'm gonna like you like all that to know all your business, first of all.
That part.
I'm gonna just let it simmer a little bit before I be like, what's your password?
That's crazy on a first date because that means that you got some trust issues that's coming from your previous relationship.
Well,
and I'm not a baggage claim. I don't want any of your baggage, you know, from your previous situation.
And did you hear what she said? She said, if you're gonna access my body, I need to access you. So that means she having sex on the first day?
No, that's not what that is.
Well, you said you're gonna access
that's
me.
That's what I was just about to say. I'm like, I get that eventually.
I think everybody's entitled to their privacy.
Right.
And it's not about I'm cheating. It might be about the fact that you made me mad and I'm calling you out your name 17 times to my
to
best
my friend.
And you don't need to see that.
Right. Or guys, you could be like, yo, listen, I'm planning a surprise for you and I don't need you to see it.
And that just ruined, you just told us.
Yo, goodbye, man. Unfortunately, that's all the dish we have for y'all today.
Yay,
thank you for hanging out with us.
Thank
and good luck on everything.
Thank you.
Keep eating, keep slaying, and keep loving. The show is currently streaming on Peacock. And don't forget to tune in next time for more Dish Nation. Bye.
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 Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityCairo.com. That's AbilityCairo.com.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the transit app or at COTA.com.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.